Mambo Vipi, what's happening? My name is Anyiko Owoko and I am a lover of arts, culture and everything African. And here, we grant you front row access to your favorite celebrities, creators, the biggest personalities and industry experts. Come with me, you're now a VIP. Welcome back to VIP Access. I'm really excited to have you here on my podcast this week. I told you before, this is the baddest podcast from this side of Africa. And today I'm hosting one of the baddest rappers in Africa, period. I'm not even going to say female, even though she's female, but it makes me so proud that I can confidently say she's one of the baddest in Africa and she comes from East Africa. She comes from Tanzania. Namwongelea Rosa Ray, karibu sana VIP Access.
Asante. Thank you so much.
My friend.
Yes, for a long time.
You to make our Instagram and social media friends for a long time and you're a real one, I have
thank
to say.
Thank you. Thank you. So are you.
You are so real. Like your spirit. You're so real. Like when I knew you were coming, nikaanza kuangalia, when did we start chatting? Like, uko 2017.
Imagine.
Yani before Rosa Ray was Rosa Ray, she was like very approachable. So I appreciate that you've always that humility.
Thank you so much, Anyiko. And you too. Honestly, I am so grateful to know you. You're a very warm spirit to be around.
Asante. Sana. And welcome to Kenya. How are you? How are you feeling?
Wow. I'm ecstatic. I feel amazing. I feel happy.
I love that.
Kenya is like a second home to me. Mm-hmm. And people here are so warm kwangu. Kwa hiyo nina furaha kubwa sana kuwepo hapa.
Yeah. I think vile tu tumeanzia interview nikasema, one of the reasons napenda Rosa Ray, you're so real, like, you don't pretend. What you see is what she is. Unajua, like, you walked in, I'm like, look at this superstar. Any vile you look kwenye videos, ndio unakaa in real life. But again, it's more than how you look because it's a heart and soul. Now, I think kwenye Instagram, you're one of the celebrities who's also real, like, to show us your up moments and your down moments.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Of course. I'm very proud to. Because I think, especially in this world of today, social media has made people feel like there's a standard that we all have to live up to, or there's a certain lifestyle that we must live up to, which is unrealistic. We also need to be real with people. I am usually an ambassador for realness. Kwa sababu, if we are not real, then why are we here? You know, so honestly, for me, I try my best to show the people who are following me, the people who love me, who love my music or who I am, Pia, who I really, truly am within me. And that's who I put inside my music. That's who I put inside my projects. And when I feel emotional, I write. Sometimes when I feel emotional, I talk to people. I talk to my people like, guys, this time I'm not feeling fine, you know? And I'm happy that I have people following up on my music and fans who are like family to me, who love me and care to ask, how are you? You know? So I'm really glad.
That's amazing. And, and I'm really glad that despite the ups and downs, you are here, you're good.
Yeah.
At the moment, in the moment, you still find time to do you.
Right.
You know, to promote yourself, to come to Kenya. I always say, East African artists, we can do more.
Yeah.
I think ata unaweza pata Tanzanians wanakuja huko kuliko the number of Kenyans coming to Tanzania.
That's true. That's
true. Tell me about your industry. Sababu your industry naona kama, yani, you guys are so advanced.
I don't know. I think Tanzania is one of the countries where if there's 10 households in a neighborhood, 8 of them kuna msanii. Yani, I don't know. It's just like that. People are very talented in Tanzania. And I'm grateful to be from Tanzania and to actually have that talent put within me because it drives me to do so much more for society, you know? And I think that's how, as an artist, I feel like we need to do more than just the art. You know, there's more to an artist than just the talent. Mm. You know, there is a cause. You have to come with a cause.
Yeah.
Because then why are you doing what you're doing?
Yeah.
You know? So for me, nadhani Tanzania, tuna vipaji vingi sana. Na ni kitu ambacho tumebarikiwa nacho sana.
And you talk about a cause. That's
You know, very true. I saw when you were having a media tour in Nairobi, you know, you had the poster saying, I'll be at this station and this station. And there was a visit to a children's home.
Yeah.
And that was so, you know, conscious of you and so thoughtful of you.
Right.
Sabu, when artists come, unaona promotion, but you don't see anything like that. So to set time aside to do that, I think is something I thought was very thoughtful. But then once I, you know, went back to your career, this is something you've been passionate about from the very start. So if you could also share that part of you with me.
Wow. When I came for the media tour to Nairobi, I didn't just want to do it for me. Mm. I wanted to do it for others too.
Okay.
I wanted to, as much as people follow up on me, support me, are there for me, I wanted to be there for other people.
Of course.
You know, I wanted to do some charity work, give back, even if it's not much, even if it's a hug, you know, a memory, a smile, take a picture together. You know, I danced with this amazing disabled children and I felt like, wow, they're the same. We're the same. You know, we are one people, because sometimes in society, we look at people as if they have weaknesses, like this is your weakness, or you can't do this, you can't walk, you can't, but these people are people just like us, mm-hmm. you know, and we need to be there for each other. So I really had fun to go and to see these children smiling and happy and dancing. And I also went to this center that is for women who are cancer survivors in Kariobangi. Mm-hmm. And wow, these ladies, I thought I was coming to give hope. I left that place with hope.
Wow.
Imagine. And it's so filling, you know. Most of the time in this world, we pour into other people. Mm. But when you meet people who pour into you, it's very refreshing.
That's dope. That's dope. Speaking of these places you've been to, Kariobangi, you know, being in Kenya, being in Nairobi, it's not something completely foreign to you. You do have a relationship with Kenya. Maybe tell us about that.
Yeah. I've lived in Kenya when I was a child, back in the day.
I used to
primary and secondary school. I went here.
Wow.
Kenya
which
is my
primary
second
and secondary
home.
School
in Eastlands. The primary school was in Eastlands. Mm-hmm. It's called Ainsworth, and then I shifted from that to Rudolf Steiner School, mm-hmm. which is in Rongai.
Okay.
And then I went to Bishop Mazoldi in Rongai still.
And secondary. How comes, like, your parents were living here, or how did you end up in Kenya?
Yes, you know, my parents are Chagas. Or Chagas, yani, you'll find us everywhere. We go and we search, we look for money everywhere. So my parents used to live here. I had my other uncles also in Gikomba, you know, used to work there. So, like, yeah, we used to live here for a while and then we went back home.
That's dope. But one thing that I actually was thinking, and you were mentioning to me before we started the podcast, is like, you are such a great actor. And
really?
You are so talented.
Asante.
You know how to do the Kenyan
accents.
So when I first saw it on social media, I was like, I think she must be half Kenyan.
Yeah.
Because you are doing it so well. Even I'm a Kenyan, I can't do that. And for you to tell me, like, I'm not even Kenyan. I just like studied these things.
Yeah.
Tell me about this side of you.
Wow. I have a hidden talent that many people might not know about because of the aggressiveness that comes with my career and the genre that I do. But yeah, I have this hidden talent where I can switch tongues. And I actually did a song called Kanairo, which means Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched tongues from Kikuyu to Kamba to Luo, and then Swahili and English. So it's five languages in one song. I also did a song called Kanyora Leng before, which is Maasai. I've done in Up in the Air. I've put some Chaga inside of it. So I really love to incorporate our mother tongue, our African mother tongues inside my music, because I feel like it connects me with who I am and where I'm from.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So you spoke about, the kind of attitude that comes with being in the rap game,
Yeah.
being in the hip hop industry. How's that been?
Tough. I'll be honest. As a woman, it's not easy to survive in the hip hop industry because when I started, it was always, you can't do it because you're a female. You can't do it because you're a woman. You need to go and sing like the other girls, you know? And it's very demeaning to tell someone that they cannot do something because of their gender, because that's something that we cannot change. And regardless of it, it's not something that we should feel like we should change, you know? It's something that we should be proud about. Like, yes, I am a female and that is my strength.
Of course.
That is what powers me, you know? And so I took that as motivation. And I said, you know what? I'll prove you wrong. And that's why my very first song was very aggressive, because I had to tell people that I am a woman and I can do it, you know, regardless of the fact that I have to do it twice as hard as the men. When others are getting a space at the table, I have had to build my own table. And it's something that sometimes people feel like when you're starting out, they are pushing you down. But if that motivates you, they are actually making you stronger. So right now, it doesn't faze me. And the same people who say nay are saying yay. So
Get it?
yeah, lemons to lemonade.
No, but this answer, just what you said, kind of took me back to your album Goddess.
Yeah.
And the introduction is literally what you're saying right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the introduction of Goddess is just me. You know, it is, I,
Unapologetically Rosa Rae. It's
period. I'm
like
getting
so bold.
goosebumps.
I'm like, who starts an album kind of preaching to us, telling
Yeah.
us? I'm not even rapping into, I'm saying.
Yeah. This is who I am. Like, take it or leave it. I will not change who I am to fit other people's standards or the standards that are unrealistically set by society. I will not change who I am to make other people comfortable. You know, I will be who I be. This is who I be. You take it, okay.
And that's
Love.
on
You leave it,
period.
okay. Love, you know? So, yeah, the intro to Goddess, the album is just,
Epic.
yeah, it's me.
That's amazing, babe.
Right. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank
So,
you.
if you recall when you first came into the industry,
The industry label.
yeah, the industry label, for those who don't know the,
Yeah.
what do you mean? I was saying to the industry.
Right.
So, the industry label, which is by Aika and Ariel from Tanzania, Yani na Vikenzo,
Yeah.
how was that? And not just how was that, but from that period to now, when you look back, like what have been the lessons?
Wow.
And also the wins. Let's also celebrate the wins.
Right. Wow. It's been a journey.
Liqua 2016 or 2017?
2016.
Yeah, that's when you came
Yes.
out.
Yes. That was when I was introduced, because looking back, it was 2015, I think, that I got into the label. But you know, when you get into a label, there's a lot of things that you have to do and learn. And afterwards, in 2016 is when I was introduced. And wow, it's been a ride. And I have to give it to Aika and Naril. They really believed in me starting out in my journey. And they had a big part to play to give me sort of like the bridge, you know, to get into the music industry. So I give it up to them. I have so much love and respect for them. And looking back after the industry label,
She's still in the industry,
yeah, I'm still in the in music industry, but like after the label, I got signed into another label, which it didn't go well because I felt like I was being put in a box. And for me, I'm a believer of limitless. You know, when you're an artist, you have to be limitless. You have to do something that makes you be able to flow with your art. And so I had to be on my own to even learn who I am as a person and as an artist, you know, and that's what I did. So I am since then an independent artist, and so far so good. It's been going well. It hasn't been easy changing the mindsets of people, because I live in a country where, you know, women have to wear deras and cook, clean, and be moms, you know? But I'm like, yo, I can rap, you know? So I'm literally trying to change the mindsets of society.
Of course,
if you look at the hip hop industry, it's very male dominated. So everybody's like, ah, but you're a woman, you can't. So I have to also change their minds about that. But my key cause is that I really, really want women to understand that they can do it within themselves, not to be told, not to be preached to and all that. But I want to be a canvas that it is possible for a woman to do what they believe they can do and for a woman to use their talents and change the world.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
You make me want to do all the things I didn't do already.
And you can do them. It's
absolutely
limitless.
Absolutely.
You're a goddess, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So when you think back, just kind of like your earlier influences when it came to music, especially women.
Yeah.
Who do you think were your earliest, you know, influences, inspirations or,
wow,
you know, key figures,
yeah,
women, speaking about women,
right,
in whatever industry, doesn't have to be just hip hop, but I mean, whatever genre,
right,
could be from Tanzania, could be from East Africa, Africa or beyond. Like, who are these women?
Wow, that's a very deep question. I probably sound like a broken record because many people would say this, but my mother was the one.
I would say the same. My mom
person,
too.
Right?
When people ask you that question, yeah, I'm like, I can't think of any other woman.
Yes. Like, she's so strong. She's gone through so much to raise us, to empower us, to put the right mindsets into us, you know? And I still, getting emotional. I still look at her and I'm like, how did you even do it? With three children, all girls, being told that she was cursed because she was giving birth to only women, you know, because in the African society, male children are seen as, you know, power. Wow, you know, but firstborn girl, secondborn girl, that, what's wrong with you, you know? She went through that and lots of other things, domestic violence, but she rose from that. And just being able to be part of that journey and seeing that, it makes me want to rise out of anything that I go through, you know? So I will start with
Mommy.
Mama. Yes, Mama Jane, big up. And in the hip hop industry, I think my earliest people, women who I used to look up to, for one, is Da Brat. I was a baby, but like I would even go and do the hairstyles
just like
and
that.
Just like Da Brat and like go and rap like what you like, a whole lot of, you know?
Yeah.
Da Brat, Aaliyah. I still really, really like Aaliyah. And later on, Nicki Minaj, like, wow, the lyrical prowess. Amazing. So I could say those three.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
Plans are 2024?
2024 is looking up, I must
up
say.
Up in the air.
Up in the air. Always.
If you know, you know.
And I'm looking forward to doing so much more with my career, with my life. As a person, I'm looking to break boundaries, push-pull doors, heal more, pour into myself more, pour into my child more. There's so much that I'm looking to do, but also, you know, musically and artistically, I also really, really planning to do more collaborations, EPs and albums this year.
So one thing we actually didn't speak about and we're about to wrap up this interview is
right,
this conversation between Kenyan versus Tanzanian rap.
Right.
So it's something that has been really trending across both countries, or let me say East Africa from last year. What is your take?
We need to work together to take the hip-hop industry farther, to take the East African hip-hop industry farther, you know? And working together means like love. It has to start from a point of love. I'm not a firm believer of beef or these other things that happen. in the industry. I am a firm believer that love conquers all. And that's what we need to do. We need to fight together, not each other, together. That's what I think we should do about the hip hop industry, because when you look at the industry right now, like, there's other genres that have come in, and there's this wave that the hip hop scene is kind of being pushed back, and we've been pushing to get it somewhere. So we need to push harder together, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I think about what we should do moving forward.
Any message you want to share over to the listeners, the fans of Rosa Ray,
right.
Those who don't know Rosa Ray but just getting introduced, what you want to tell them?
Wow. There's a lot that I could say. We could do this till next year, 2025.
It's a bad question. Every time I ask, especially rappers, they never know what to say.
Yeah, because we're too real. We're too real. You know, hip-hop is the realest genre. Like, when you're doing love songs.
I mean, do you want to freestyle something to them, maybe?
No, I want to leave them with a message.
Okay.
Ali, last year, me with my sisters, we started a foundation called Mirror Me Initiative. It is meant for mental health. Mm-hmm. And mental health is key to anything that happens in life, really. And so I just want to tell you, listening to me, that it is okay not to be okay. And when you find out that you're not okay, that is the first step towards being okay. So don't feel ashamed. Don't think, oh, watanicheka. Don't think, oh, watanibeza, what will they say about me? Because they're also going through something, honey. So you need to realize that it is okay not to be okay. And that is the first step towards being okay. So whatever it is you're going through, you are capable fully of going out of it, of moving past it. Even gold goes through fire to shine. So as much as it's hard right now to believe that whatever is happening is working towards your good, I need you to believe it.
Wow. When we got into this interview, you all thought it was VIP access and it ended up being therapy. So thank you for
Thank you. Asante. Thank you.
Sana.
It's been amazing.
It has been amazing. I'm so thankful to see you, to be with you, to touch your hands.
Goosebumps.
Asante sana.
Thank
nashukuru,
you.
Nashukuru sana. I think next time tupasane Dar es Salaam or wherever.
For a drink.
I'm Arusha. And you're Arusha girl.
I am an Arusha girl, mm-hmm. Yes. Arusha is my
never
home.
Never been to Arusha. So maybe
really?
Tupasane
uko next. Oh,
and it's even closer to Kenya than Dar es Salaam.
It is beautiful. I'll take you there.
Okay.
Personally.
Sawa.
Yes. Okay. And then you'll take me to your earring collection.
Yes, Adele de Jacques. I'll take you. When people say you have nice earrings, I always have to touch to remember which one, because then there's so many. I'm like, which one is this?
Yes.
Thank you, Rosa Ray. Thank you so much.
Shukran.
That was Rosa Ray this week on VIP Access. I promised you an amazing season that is actually bringing to the forefront amazing and leading women in the music entertainment industry. It's been so amazing to speak to Rosa Ray from Tanzania. She's a rap goddess. She's an amazing individual. Please follow her on all her social media networks. She has amazing songs out. Please make sure you support. She's probably going to have new projects dropping very soon, so be there and get the notifications. Remember, VIP Access is on all social media channels, so please go and check out our clips, share with your friends. And next week, I'll be back with another amazing musician from East Africa. This one comes from Rwanda. It's going to be lit. So be back here and ciao.
Bye.
VIP Access Season 4 is proudly supported by the Australian High Commission.